your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Health Forum with Ruth Sackman. All comments, views, and opinions are solely those of the hosts, guests, and callers. In the next hour, Ruth and her guests guide you through the maze of health information and misinformation out there. So pull up a chair. Here's your host, Ruth Sackman.
Hello. Welcome to Health Forum. Our topic today, I think, is a very serious one and one that we have to examine very carefully. I'm really delighted for the opportunity to talk about it because it seems to be one of those things that isn't given enough attention but is causing a great deal of trouble. But before we get into the topic, let me introduce you to my co-host, Consuelo Reyes.
Hi, welcome back to the show. Before we get into that very important main topic, I just want to remind everyone that if you have questions about anything we've talked about in the past or present, your calls are welcome in the second half hour of the show. You know, we often get very interesting comments and questions from people after the program, so I think it's very helpful for the listening audience to hear that. So I'm going to give you that toll-free number now and a couple more times. It's 1-866-472-5792. 1-866-472-5792.
All right, let's talk about what we call hypothyroidism. It means low thyroid, of course. And in many instances, you can take a thyroid test. It will fall within the so-called normal range. But that bar is set so low that the function of the thyroid isn't adequate enough to keep the person in good condition. Many people with this hypothyroidism, they are suffering from all sorts of health complaints. And what's happening today, if you go to your doctor and you fall within the normal range based on that yardstick, it's an artificial yardstick actually, it can be changed. There's nothing one can say that it's so scientific or so hard and fast that it cannot be adjusted. So what's going on in the medical community today, there are many doctors who are talking about the symptoms that patients are suffering with and need supplementary thyroid help. And there's another batch of doctors who just refuse to think in those terms and will not start to use thyroid help. I think I know why. It's because the material offered to help, and we're going to talk about some natural things, is Synthroid and thyroxin. And unfortunately, in time, if someone is on those drugs for a long period of time, which is typical of drug taking, they may have some negative reaction. There's another factor about that we're beginning to pick up, that they're not actually doing the work as well as they should. So that may be another reason why doctors don't want to put patients on the drugs. But we'll talk, as I say, we'll talk about some natural ways to try first. But let me give you an idea of some of the symptoms people are suffering with. Here's what it is. It needs to be in place in order to help us digest our food, which means if we're not metabolizing our food competently, it's not being broken down into its micro components, and therefore it's not actually producing good quality cells, which are necessary for constant cell repair. All right, that's one problem. Now, many people are operating with chronic fatigue syndrome. They go through life sluggish all the time. As one doctor says, they're operating in low gear. Now, that isn't a healthy place to be. We need energy. Another problem. problem that I think is very serious. We don't think clearly. We have a tendency to have cloudy thinking, afraid to make decisions. Now, these are all things that doctors have come up with that I'm reading off to you. People gain weight. They always feel cold. There's thinning hair, dry skin. All of these things are symptoms. Dr. Broda Barnes out in the Midwest felt that he came across these symptoms, didn't know what they were like, tried to teach his patients, and finally he came across an article about hypothyroidism, looked into it carefully, actually did a great deal of research about it, and found that when he started to treat his patients as though they were hypothyroid, the symptoms disappeared and his patients recovered. Now, one of the most alarming things that happens is that when your thyroid is low, you're not metabolizing calcium. That produces additional problems, by the way. You know, they're finding so many people with osteoporosis. If you're not metabolizing your calcium, that's one of the complications. And what the doctors are prescribing are inorganic types of calcium, which are not necessarily correcting the problem in the most efficient manner. I wonder if you can recognize that this has been so disturbing for me, because we're dealing with cancer patients and we find so many of them are suffering from low thyroid. Dr. Max Gerson, who practiced here in the New York City area and wrote a book, A Cancer Therapy, Results of 50 Cases. That book is still available, by the way. He always gave the patients that were, let me say, had reproductive-type cancers, in other words, the gynecological cancers, even in males, the prostate problem and the breast cancer. Now, he was not the only one who felt they needed thyroid supplementation. There was a doctor in Philadelphia who came to the same conclusion. We need to see that all patients are given that consideration, and that when they go to the doctor for their so-called checkup, that one thing that's included would be the thyroid examination. And if it's in any area where it is at the low level, because I think that bar is set too low, and there was a Dr. Alan Nittler who practiced out in Santa Cruz who wrote a book and included that. I spoke to him many times. We had a good relationship. And he always complained about the fact that people were suffering from low thyroid and it wasn't being addressed. So that it is not my point of view. It is a medical point of view, but I must say that I had to concur, because I'm getting calls from patients. They talk to me about their problems, and we suggest to them to get a thyroid test, and I find so many of them needed thyroid adjustment before they could correct the problem. It's as though some of them were getting into poor quality cell production because of the low thyroid. Now let's get back to the osteoporosis. I want to talk about what could be causing this problem on such a widespread basis. There have been articles written, a recent article which prompted me to take hold of this topic was by a woman who has a website who was diagnosed with hypothyroid. Wait a minute, I have to modify that. Actually, she suffered all the symptoms of hypothyroidism, but no doctor would address it for her. Until she finally, on her own, worked it out until... we're going to correct that phone call. Until she finally found that she was suffering from hypothyroidism and finally got some treatment for it, and her life changed so completely that she actually has a website at the present time, and on it she claims that there are 13 million people who ought to have attention for hypothyroidism. Now, when I say it affects calcium production, that means if your calcium isn't there, not only do you suffer from osteoporosis, but you need that to build blood. Calcium is one of the elements that has to be in the bloodstream in order to build blood. It can cause heart conditions. Hold on just a moment. Did you put two buttons? Now, this is what we think and probably know for a fact of what is causing this problem on such a widespread basis. Pesticides that are put into our food by food handlers, by growers, and one day we've got to get down to business and see that we have food that we can trust, that doesn't poison us, that doesn't cause serious health problems, including cancer. And we will do that, by the way. We'll organize people to take action simultaneously. But the pesticides mimic estrogen, a hormone, which creates a hormonal imbalance. You get high estrogen, low progesterone. There's a book on the market that addresses that by Dr. John Lee, an MD, who traveled all over the country. The book was published in England, and I don't think it's receiving as much attention as it ought to, but we need to take note of this hypothyroidism. And he adjusted things for his own patients and saw that the results were proven in practice. Now, because because there's a hormonal imbalance, it automatically affects the whole endocrine system. And the thyroid is one of the endocrine glands. When that is straining, it will strain the other glands of the endocrine system, which means your pituitary gland, your thyroid, your adrenals, and you need these things functioning efficiently. So you can see how you can get into these problems. And even if we want to take an educated guess, produce abnormal cells which then form a mass and is diagnosed as cancer. I feel that the medical community feels that cancer develops separate from the physiological process, but we don't. We think there's where the problem is, not in the tumor site, but that the problem in cancer is actually a physiological breakdown, or what some people call a biochemical breakdown. We're coming to the end of this quarter, and I want Consuelo to give you the number as a call-in, because I think there might be questions this time.
Let me give that again. It's toll-free, 1-866-472-5792. 1-866-472-5792. It's right on the center of your site at the Voice America website where you're listening also.
All right, we'll be back. Just stay with us.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, FACT, a nonprofit educational organization established in 1971, is an information and referral service for people seeking non-toxic approaches to health and healing. It supports and encourages biological cancer research, nutritional science investigations, disseminates information about non-toxic treatment for cancer to cancer patients, and fights to eliminate carcinogenic substances from the environment. From book lists, case history sections, and information on stem cells to cancer form, FACT's core quarterly magazine. FACT is designed to serve the patient as a clearinghouse to cut through the overwhelming mass of information and misinformation on alternative cancer therapies in order to help individuals make the wisest medical choices possible. For more information on the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, visit FACT-LTD.org or call 212-741-2790. Cancer information and support is just a click away. FACT-LTD.org.
Suppose you've just received a diagnosis of cancer. You're overwhelmed with a vast amount of information about conventional as well as alternative treatments. Which way do you go? Read Ruth Sackman's book, Rethinking Cancer. It might help you to make just this kind of crucial decision. Written in clear, common sense language, Rethinking Cancer shifts the focus from tumor reduction to correcting the cause of abnormal cell production. Rethinking Cancer is not only must reading for those with a cancer diagnosis, but for anyone interested in improving and maintaining health. Rethinking Cancer is available for $16.95 at most bookstores, or call Square One Publishers, 877-900-2665. That's 877-900-2665.
Tune in to Health Crusades with John Farley every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Health Crusades seeks to enhance one's lifestyle, physical, mental, emotional, financial, and intellectual empowerment. Your host, John Farley, the author of Living Lean and the creator of the revolutionary Sleep Slim Weight Management System, brings expert guests to inform and entertain you each week. A live healing circle is also provided for those facing life-challenging health issues. That's Health Crusades with John Farley every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Voice America Health and Wellness.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Yep, from the point we left off about calcium production and what was happening to the endocrine system. Now, these things probably can be corrected easily. I don't want you to feel that if there's a breakdown in the thyroid function that you can't do something about it. And we'd like to see people try natural remedies before they go in for the pharmaceutical remedies of the thyroxine and Synthroid, because I understand they eventually burn up the system to the point where your own thyroid doesn't work. We'd rather see you boost the thyroid, your own thyroid. Now, one can try just using sea products with iodine in it. That sometimes
helps. You mean like Dose and Kelp and things like that?
That's right. Yeah. If the problem isn't too severe, if it's mild, just taking the kelp and the Dose or other seaweed products would probably work fine. If that doesn't work, there's a second step you can take. There's a glandular, which is designed to help restore, or another term that's used, to rejuvenate the thyroid gland. In other words, it helps to make a repair. It isn't as though it's going to take over the function, but it will try to help repair the thyroid. And I think our next program is going to be on cell therapy, and we're going to get into these glandulars so that you'll understand how effective they are in boosting some of the organs that might not be working efficiently. But I don't want to wander too far in that direction except to pique your interest a little bit. But there is a glandular. There are a couple of companies that put them out. You want to try to find good quality. One company that's been in existence for goodness knows how many years, started by a Dr. Royal Lee, calls the product Thytrophin. Trophin is actually the word for cell. And this is taken orally, by the way, and it doesn't require a prescription because it's close to the food. Actually taking some food. There are some nutritional doctors who feel they can up the thyroid function with some nutritional supplements. And that's all right, too, as long as you try the natural way first instead of getting into pharmaceuticals.
And it's not very expensive either. It's
no.
quite reasonable. Yeah.
All right. If that isn't enough, and you can start on the glandulars by taking one with each meal, and you can go up much higher. I think bottles usually say you can take up to three with each meal, and there's nothing toxic about it, and there's nothing harmful about it, because it's actually coming directly from food sources, by the way. So you don't have to be uneasy about it. Now, if none of that works, that's the preliminary things one should try. There is also something on the market which is called Armour's Thyroid. This comes from animal sources, animal thyroid, in order for you to get the benefit of a healthy thyroid to replace the cells in your thyroid that aren't working efficiently. That's Armour's Thyroid.
That provides the actual hormone, doesn't it, as opposed to just rejuvenating the organ, the Armour's.
Well, we're not going to claim it provides the hormone, which it actually boosts the organ itself,
mm-hmm.
you see, because it is the cells from the thyroid that
right.
you're getting in a sort of unusual way. I can't go into detail about how that works, but it's only important that it does work. Now, that's by prescription. You must get your doctor to do that. And as a rule, unless they feel concerned about your thyroid, you may have all the symptoms. You may find it hard to convince some doctors that you need supplementary material. But there are also other doctors around, and you may have to shop around, who actually feel that that is a serious problem, that it actually needs attention, and they address it. Many of them have written articles that have appeared in national magazines. I have one paper here by a Dr. Vasco, who actually had it printed in one of those supermarket magazines like, I can't remember the name.
That they hand
out
in
Woman's Day,
oh.
you see, which is a national publication. And he expressed in that article exactly what I'm telling you today, that thyroid must be addressed. Otherwise, you're not going to have a healthy life. You're going to, as they say, crawl around sluggishly most of the time, cold all the time. One doctor said he knew when a patient had a thyroid problem if they walked into his office and said, "It's cold in here." Even that one symptom was enough for him to examine the thyroid, do the thyroid test. The thyroid test isn't hard, but most doctors do not automatically do it. You may have to ask for it. I want to add a note here. What we would like is for the information you're getting to us, create a knowledgeable medical consumers. When you go into the store to buy a pair of shoes, if you're interested in a pair of walking shoes, you're not going to let them sell you a high heel, an open toe, and a back strap. It would be unsuitable. Well, this is how you shop in the medical community as well. And most doctors appreciate the connection that the patient will bring to them. Some might resent it, but then the idea is if that's not suitable, change doctors. But there are many doctors who feel very comfortable with the patient coming in, talking about their symptoms, even telling them what they suspect. It starts the doctor very often on the right track. I could tell you some of my own personal experiences that I had with doctors when I knew what I needed and explained it to them, and they agreed with me. Now, it's just a matter of finding the right doctor who is willing to do that.
I know I've heard stories from people who had asked their doctors for Armour's, and the doctor was very reluctant to give it. They
yes.
wanted the Synthroid because they feel that Armour's is natural and can't be measured as exactly or something like that.
Well, that's a lazy way of doing it, you see. The synthetic, it's not called synthetic, it's a chemical. And it's the same all the time,
right.
You see. Even with that, the doctor must take a little time to see what the proper dose is for that individual. Now, when it comes to armors, it's not always that
measurable
precise
dose.
Yeah, it's not always that precise, but it doesn't matter. They can always find the place that's right for a patient. It may take a little extra time, a little extra.
But you have to kind of insist. That
yes.
For that.
Yeah. You may have to find the doctor who is willing to work with you. Again, it's shopping around. You don't shop in every store. You look around for some store that is catering to what you want, especially if you're buying organic. And we need to talk a little about that every single time we're on the program, and we will do it during the question and answer period.
But you will find doctors who appreciate that drugs have consequences, and they know that. And Synthroid has a long list of that. So I think more doctors probably are open to natural substances.
Many are not.
Yeah.
That's the fact. You may find one easily, you may not. Much of the material I'm giving you has come from articles these doctors have written about experiences in their offices with patients, you see. And our own experience with patients that until they started to take something to normalize the thyroid, they did not get well.
Right.
You see, especially the gynecological patients and or what we would call the patients with reproductive cancer problems. There was some man out in New Jersey who thought he had all the answers. He looked at everything that came along, tried everything, thought he was in a position to help other patients, and he was a prostate cancer patient. And it took a number of years, and he was beyond the point that the medical community would take him, so he felt as though he was actually very successful. But at one point, he began to fail, and he called me. He had been in touch with me before. Let me finish this. We told him to get his thyroid examined. He did. It corrected the problem, and he corrected his condition. Now, we're going into the period now of question and answers, and don't hesitate to call in. And
I'll give the number again.
Go ahead.
Very quickly. 1-866-472-5792. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5792.
And we'll be back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, FACT, a nonprofit educational organization established in 1971, is an information and referral service for people seeking non-toxic approaches to health and healing. It supports and encourages biological cancer research, nutritional science investigations, disseminates information about non-toxic treatment for cancer to cancer patients, and fights to eliminate carcinogenic substances from the environment. From book lists, case history sections, and information on stem cells to cancer form, FACT's quarterly magazine. FACT is designed to serve the patient as a clearinghouse to cut through the overwhelming mass of information and misinformation on alternative cancer therapies in order to help individuals make the wisest medical choices possible. For more information on the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, visit FACT-LTD.org or call 212-741-2790. Cancer information and support is just a click away. FACT-LTD.org.
Suppose you've just received a diagnosis of cancer. You're overwhelmed with the vast amount of information about conventional as well as alternative treatments. Which way do you go? Read Ruth Sackman's book, Rethinking Cancer. It might help you to make just this kind of crucial decision. Written in clear, common sense language, Rethinking Cancer shifts the focus from tumor reduction to correcting the cause of abnormal cell production. Rethinking Cancer is not only must reading for those with a cancer diagnosis, but for anyone interested in improving and maintaining health. Rethinking Cancer is available for $16.95 at most bookstores, or call Square One Publishers, 877-900-2665. That's 877-900-2665.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
All right, we'll be back, and I understand we have a caller. Are you there?
Larry from New York. Go ahead.
I have just a few questions. I assume that for a thyroid exam, it is a blood, they take blood, is that it?
A blood test.
Yeah, blood test, yeah. What indicates that you have low thyroid? What reading would it be?
Yes, well, that's a good question. The reading would might appear normal as far as the scale that they give you for the test, but if you're at the low end of what their concept of normal is, that could, is an indicator.
All right, here it is. You can have a lot of these symptoms, and so you can assume that you ought to have a thyroid test. Now, the bar is set too low. In other words, if you're really at a point where you're not getting adequate thyroid function, you may appear, based on that test, within the normal range. That bar ought to be raised so that it would show you're in the low thyroid and require that you would require some attention. Now, this is all controversial right now, and this is why we want to inform patients for them to take the bull by the horns and make sure that if they have these symptoms, most of these symptoms, that they find a doctor who will be more sympathetic about doing something about the thyroid. Then if he takes that test, he'll determine whether you need help or not. But you need a sympathetic doctor, not one who says, I can't, or I won't, or I shouldn't. I want to tell you a little story about one of our patients. She had all the classic symptoms, and even her heart was not working properly. She tried to get the doctor, whom she had known for a long time, to prescribe some of the Armour's thyroid. She had been on the glandular. It was not enough for her. She needed the prescription. She went to the doctor and asked him to do it, and he would not. She finally found an article about how it affected the heart. You see, if it affects calcium metabolism, it will affect the heart because you need blood in, you need calcium in the bloodstream in order for the heart to work competently. Mm-hmm. Well, she took the article to him. He still refused to do it. She sat there and cried and begged him to do it, and he finally did. And he said, we'll only do it every other day. For some reason, he was very uneasy about going into that. Well, let me tell you something. It made a great deal of difference in her life.
Right.
So this is what she had to do. She had to do it on her own and work it out on her own.
Right.
And this is what you might find necessary, too.
But is it fair to say that if your reading is in the low end of normal, you probably will need some thyroid?
If any one of the readings, let me tell you what you look for. You ask the doctor to do all the parameters, and that means T3. The T, by the way, stands for thyroid. T3, T4, T7, and TSH. If any one of those is low, even within their so-called normal range, and you've got those symptoms, I would look for a doctor who would respond more positively.
I think I do have a doctor that would respond. But I have one other question. I missed the what you had said before you talked about Armour's thyroid. It was between taking kelp and Armour's thyroid.
Yes, anything with iodine. That's what the thyroid responds to, iodine. You know, for years they were putting out iodized salt and probably still are because there was a feeling there was a problem with the thyroid.
Right.
But I think he's asking about the glandulars that you mentioned.
Yeah,
that dulf and the...
Yeah, well, that's a thyroid glandular. There's one on the market that's called Thytrophin. There's another one from a company that's a spin-off from this company, and it's called Thyroid Phytotrophin. See, the word cytotrophin and trophin actually refers to cell.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for thyroid material.
Are these by prescription or?
No. They're in health food stores because they're natural material and they're actually from different food sources.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Another caller, Doris?
Doris.
Oh, Doris, yes.
Hi, Mrs. Zagman. Consuela, welcome.
How are you? I haven't heard from you here in quite some time.
well, it's nice
to hear from you, by the way.
Yeah. Since I've been a cancer patient in the past 30 years ago,
yes.
I want to mention something about the TMJ.
Yes.
I know last week you gave the program on it, and it was very interesting. And I want to bring it up that I've been going through so many different reactions in my body that it's unbelievable, but I didn't know what it was until I spoke to you, and you mentioned it was my TMJ. And of course, I went to my chiropractor, he checked it, and he said definitely I had TMJ problem. And so I've been on it, and I've gone to a very good dentist. He checked it out too and said I have a TMJ problem. That was definite. So I had to have some work done. But since I've been having this work done, Mrs. Simon, I have so many reactions.
I know. You used to call me about them.
Yeah. And today it's really making me very dizzy.
Dizzy?
What is it making?
Did you making you dizzy, Dora?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying because you just had an adjustment on that recently from the dentist?
No. I haven't had that in about 2 weeks now.
Well, you may need
adjustments.
You may
need one, yeah.
Yeah?
When you get a symptom after
always,
you need an adjustment.
Always call your dentist and tell him anything that happens, anything that happens.
The thing is, he doesn't seem like that has any connection.
No, it does. You see, let me tell you why it has a connection. When that is out of position, it can lean either against a nerve, which is in that area, right up in that area, or it can lean against an artery. When it's leaning against the artery, in this instance, we're taking the dizziness into account.
Yeah.
When it leans against the artery, it is reducing the blood flow into that area. It may not be cutting it off completely, or it may cut it off completely temporarily.
Okay.
Do you see?
Yeah.
And when that blood isn't going in there, you're going to get that reaction. Now, you have to go until that is adjusted so that that is centered. I don't know if it's understood.
It's clearly, out of alignment.
But it's like a ball and claw.
Yeah.
And it has to be centered in there. It's in the front of the ear. It has to be centered.
Right. Yeah.
If it leans to one side or the other, it can either affect a nerve. Usually if it affects a nerve, it affects hearing.
Yeah. Oh.
If it leans against the arterial system, it will affect the blood flow into the area. You'll get dizziness. It may affect the eyes. People suffer from macular degeneration. It's because the blood is not carrying the nutrients to the eye area, so it is degenerating. It's that simple.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Doris, maybe people would be interested in hearing what kind of symptoms you had before you had this TMJ.
I had the same thing, Consuela. I've been having it quite a while.
Dizzy? You mean the dizziness?
Yeah, and then the hearing got real bad.
Yeah.
So
Doris,
yes.
This is recent for you. You haven't finished getting all the adjustment that you need.
That's true.
You see?
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes quite a bit of time before that is centered. It has to be calibrated very carefully.
But it should correct.
Over time, it will correct.
Your dentist, you talked to me about your dentist. He sounds to me as he knows exactly what to do with TMJ problems. Some dentists don't. They know about it, but they aren't skilled in handling it.
Yeah.
I think your dentist is skilled in handling it, and it will ultimately correct. You want to be careful, and if you're doing this, if you're clenching your teeth, you want to tell that to the dentist.
Okay.
Because that could actually cause that to be out of line.
I was going to call you last week, but it just didn't work out at that point.
It's all right. I think the people listening can benefit from what you're saying.
Yeah, but, and I just want this dizziness to disappear. And then, of course, it affected my nervous system, too.
Well, your hearing is affected?
Yeah, my hearing and my dizziness and my nervous system.
Well, because it may be shifting from side to side.
Yeah.
You see, you may be clenching your teeth at night, possibly.
I don't know.
That can cause complications. But as long as you're working with a good dentist, he will ultimately have that in the right position.
And I got a good chiropractor, too. He relieves some of it.
All right. What the chiropractor can give you relief.
Yeah.
But the dental work gives you a more permanent situation.
Okay. See, so that's fine. Correct sooner or later, right?
It's good. When I was going through that, it was good to go to the dentist and then the chiropractor to readjust after he had made his adjustment.
Yeah, Consuela wanted to tell the audience her experience. Why don't
was with thyroid.
Oh, that was the thyroid.
We'll get
but you also had TMJ done.
Oh, I mentioned that last time.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I've had just about every condition we talk about.
Oh, Consuela.
Well, I've benefited.
But it makes a difference. It made a difference for you.
Enormously. Never had the problem now.
Okay,
but you didn't have it very long, did you?
The symptoms, they sort of started coming on rather slowly, and I realized that after I thought about what else it could be, because my lifestyle is pretty good.
Yeah.
It was not that long, I suppose.
Yeah. Doris, there's a difference between your situation and Consuelo's.
I know.
You were missing teeth, and you were missing them for a long time. Consuela was not necessarily missing teeth, but the occlusion wasn't
correct. I also grinded my teeth with evidently cancer.
Yeah, I said the occlusion wasn't correct.
Yeah. Right. I see.
Which is the difference.
Yeah, I understand. Can I make another little question? We read about vinegar, cider vinegar in the mornings.
Wait a minute. Consuelo's trying to talk to me at the same time.
I think,
time,
Doris, if you can hold on after the break, I think that's our music.
Okay.
So you can find the end of the segment. You want to hold on?
Fine.
You can hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, FACT, a nonprofit educational organization established in 1971, is an information and referral service for people seeking non-toxic approaches to health and healing. It supports and encourages biological cancer research, nutritional science investigations, disseminates information about non-toxic treatment for cancer to cancer patients, and fights to eliminate carcinogenic substances from the environment. From book lists, case history sections, and information on stem cells to cancer form, FACT's quarterly magazine. FACT is designed to serve the patient as a clearinghouse to cut through the overwhelming mass of information and misinformation on alternative cancer therapies in order to help individuals make the wisest medical choices possible. For more information on the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, visit FACT-LTD.org or call 212-741-2790. Cancer information and support is just a click away. FACT-LTD.org.
Suppose you've just received a diagnosis of cancer. You're overwhelmed with a vast amount of information about conventional as well as alternative treatments. Which way do you go? Read Ruth Sackman's book, Rethinking Cancer. It might help you to make just this kind of crucial decision. Written in clear, common sense language, Rethinking Cancer shifts the focus from tumor reduction to correcting the cause of abnormal cell production. Rethinking Cancer is not only must reading for those with a cancer diagnosis, but for anyone interested in improving and maintaining health. Rethinking Cancer is available for $16.95 at most bookstores, or call Square One Publishers, 877-900-2665. That's 877-900-2665.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of sitting around while life passes you by? You can get back on track by tuning in to Voice America Health and Wellness every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time for Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. Attracting Abundance is the program that empowers you to finally break through your limiting beliefs and blocks and shows you how to succeed in all areas of your life, from improved financial abundance, health and weight problems, as well as your relationships. Don't wait another week to be joyful. Listen to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look, this Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Laura Durst, we're back on the air. Are you there?
Somebody else may want it too. I don't want to be selfish.
Well, go ahead and ask your question, which you said you wanted to anyway. If it's going to take too long, we'll see what we'll do.
It's about the apple cider vinegar in the mornings. Is that a good idea, taking it every morning?
I wonder where ideas like that come from. We don't want vinegar in the morning. We want alkaline in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I drink my lemon water.
It's an old folk remedy, apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, that's
right.
They
used to give it to animals, I think.
Well, there was a doctor up in the New England area who wrote a book years ago, and I can't even remember his name or the title of the book, who used to promote apple cider vinegar.
Right.
But there are things going on now where there's one person promoting noni juice, another one kava kava, another one podarco. That's not the way to go.
Okay.
You stay with a balanced diet.
Yeah. And I drink the hot lemon water in the morning.
And that's another thing.
Not
I don't know where that came from or why either. Okay?
Okay, I understand.
But it's not going to do you any harm.
Right.
But don't take the apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
Thank you, Mrs. Sackman. Be talking to you again.
All right. Very good.
You want to... Okay.
Uh-huh. And thank you for calling, Doris.
It's a pleasure.
Okay. Now, we have a short period of time, and we really need to concentrate on this problem that we have with our government. Mm. For them to have interfered with a situation where people were looking for organic food, organic meaning no pesticides, no carcinogenic material in there, no coloring, all of these things that might build up and create serious health problems in time. The United States Department of Agriculture felt it was their business
under pressure
to fix something that wasn't broken. Do you see? And it was a payoff to industry to allow them to sell merchandise using the organic label that had 5% pesticide level. Now, we don't even know what pesticides are used there. They don't even put it on the label. There was a time years ago where there was a regulation that said anything other than food had to be listed on the label. Now, they did away with that. There was a time when there was the Delaney Amendment, and it said you cannot use anything that was carcinogenic for man or animal. They've done away with that, do you see? If there's a deliberate attempt to poison the population, they've got the wherewithal to do that. But we also have voting power. And what we need to do is to make sure our representatives in Congress know what we feel about it. They can't help you if they don't know you're unhappy about something. And so please make it your business to keep this in mind for your own safety. Now, one more
I can give the website to the...
All right. Consuelo is going to give you the website of an organization that is going to help organize and be an active, play a very active role in seeing that people en masse make their feelings known. And you want to subscribe to their publication that they have. And if you've got the wherewithal and feel it's worth it to you, you might even want to make a donation. They don't pressure you for the donation, though. No. But you can get their information, and it is valuable. They really cover a lot of ground. But give them the information before.
Okay. It's the organicconsumers.org.
Organic Consumers Association.
But the website is organicconsumers.org.
I see.
This represents the Organic Consumers Association.
Their abbreviation is OCA.
That's right, but as far as the website goes. But it seems as if right now Congress is under a lot of pressure from industry lobbyists, and they, particularly of late, trying to put things into action that are detrimental. So if you go to that website, you will keep up to what's going on.
All right. It's not necessarily that Congress is under mm-hmm. pressure. They've worked it out with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture presents what it wants to Congress, mm-hmm. and if Congress doesn't know there's any opposition, it has a tendency to say okay to the agency, and that's what you have to resist.
Yeah. Well, they want to hear, they need to hear from us before they vote on these things, because they are weakening these laws even further. And it's very dangerous.
It's in a person's interest, especially the cancer patient, and even those people who want to prevent cancer, which is really at levels that we need to be concerned about. More people die of cancer than die in a war. And we care if there's a war and people are dying. And there are young people. It's coming, actually, younger and younger people are coming into the cancer category.
Yeah. I think, if I can say, as a wise consumer, what is really deceptive in a way, but most people don't know, is that the USDA has sanctioned three labels for organic food. One is 100% organic, one is organic, and one just says made with organic. It's very rare you see that 100% organic. Well, Ruth was talking about 5% pesticides.
That's the most common. You hardly see 100% organic anywhere. It's hard to find because some of the large chain stores, the so-called health stores that are chain stores, even go along with the USDA on this, just as Kraft or any of the others might enjoy it. And all they're doing is taking products they already have and labeling them organic legally, because USDA has given them the opportunity to do that. So you don't find much 100%. So we've got to recover the organic label without it saying 100%. And it has to signify there are no pesticides, no poisons in there at all, as it was just a short time ago.
But you can ask, you're in the food store, why aren't there more 100% organic, if you can? So let them hear from consumers.
It's rare, and they're not going to respond because the 100% organic people are not getting the authority to use the label because it's expensive. And not only expensive, but they had to file all sorts of papers with the USDA. Our primary goal here is to recover the term as it was earlier and not allow people to use that term with 5% pesticides in there. That's what our goal is.
And call it organic. Yeah.
And call it organic.
I wanted to say, if you go to the website and subscribe, you get pretty much a weekly email newsletter,
wonderful,
which is wonderful information.
Yeah, it'll keep you up to date. You'll know what to do, what not to do. You'll know if there is something without the 100% organic label because someone has decided not to go through the FDA or USDA, which is United States Department of Agriculture, but there's another government agency, which is the Food and Drug Administration, and both of them are guilty of this kind of thing. Right now it's USDA, though. There was something I wanted to say about that. It won't make much
difference.
Our
government watchdog agencies in general have not exactly been...
Oh, yes. There's one group, I think these are growers, by the way. They're calling it something the homegrown organic.
Right.
Do you see? And that they're doing that 100% organic.
It's, I think, in Iowa, one of those states.
All right. That may suddenly catch fire, and other groups might do the same thing. And that might make it a little easier for us to find organic, but right now it's very difficult. And the poor cancer patient who cannot use pesticides in their food because it may have been the very cause of the problem, and for them to recover on a metabolic program, which means they're careful about the food that they eat, and many of them are enjoying long-term recovery, we would not want to see them get into trouble because of this particular problem.
Absolutely.
All right.
I think that's the music.
Not yet.
No.
There it is.
I hear it. That was quick. Next week, cell therapy.
Yes, next week we're going to discuss cell therapy, and you're going to find that very interesting, and we'll tell you again a part the government played that wasn't in our interest or in your interest, let's say. But we're all together in this, and I think we're going to organize and make some changes. Years ago, we were organized, and we did make changes, and we can do it again.
Okay, I think that's it for this week.
Usually, Adrian.
Thank you for listening to Health Forum. To contact Ruth about the show, visit fact-ltd.org or call 212-741-2790. That's 212-741-2790. Tune in next Wednesday for another hour of Health Forum with Ruth Sackman.